try, the harder the fall. He's here for the little ones.
Let's get a round of applause for the little ones.
Gotta look out for the little guy.
The harder, the harder they fall. There has to be something else, like, bad, right?
What?
The pinky up. It's probably going to be something bad.
I mean, it's not white power, so.
That's a good point. How's everybody doing? How you doing, Tron?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm here. Been I'm busy here. Lately, I'm 5% dog. Queer. Yeah, busy.
Been running around. He's been moving. Tron's been on the move.
On the move.
Yeah, you know, flying places, trying to make moves for things that we're doing.
He's doing things, y'all. He's doing things. He's doing big things. How about you, Bitter Beats? How you doing?
I'm trying to work. I'm trying to be on that same hustle as Tron right now.
There we go.
Doing my best.
You're also watching a little more wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
Slightly.
Or you're getting fed it because we have the same Wi-Fi?
That's definitely the case for sure.
Yeah, because me and Bittersweet do end up watching the same YouTube docs and stuff most of the time.
Yeah, I was really surprised because he came up talking about wrestling yesterday.
Yeah,
some fresh highlights. I was like, oh shit, yeah, we're definitely getting fed the same shit. Good shit.
I've been catching clips on my social medias.
Yeah, that's all you have to do to keep up is just follow them on like social media. And
they pull you in, too. They pull you in. How about you, Chavi? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. One thing that's been going on that's different and nerdy in my life is I've been going hard in the Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you all in it? Are y'all role playing hard or what?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get it. Like so my character right now is an elf bard. So he's
elf
like
bard.
Yeah, he's like musical. So my inspiration was Link.
Okay.
So I kinda use Link as the inspiration for my character.
So you don't sing?
No.
What do you do? You play the flute.
He plays the skin flute.
Yeah, there's right. Like abilities and stuff I could use using the music aspect and stuff. But yeah, there's like this quest where the whole team almost got taken out. And, I just made my character spit all day on that character, and yeah, I almost lost it.
Oh, that sucks.
It's crazy. It's crazy how like intense and involved it is.
Did y'all take a nap before you ended your guys' campaign last week?
A rest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We had trouble with that while we were playing.
Yeah, Wicked definitely had to remind us like almost after every time. Yeah. I was like, do you guys want to rest?
Nah, I want to just keep walking for another 3 miles.
We're going to party all night.
Yeah, I've been having fun with it. I like it.
That's dope. Hell yeah. D&D.
Damn.
Good times.
You think we could bring D&D back?
I can see it,
yeah.
Especially how much we've been doing, like, spinning promos in the house lately.
Yeah, and if you stop working, you know, night shifts and shit, yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I'd like to play B&B with you guys again. That was fun.
B&B.
Bed and breakfast.
What about you?
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
Do we ask you? No. We never ask you.
No, it's right, though. It's kind of my thing.
No.
Yeah, but we want to know.
We don't. You just started asking him, like, last week and, like, not the week before that, but before that.
I think it's a little sporadic, yeah. But I've been doing good. I've been getting into drawing more.
Yeah, I know you have, yeah.
I bought me a table.
Mm-hmm.
Put it together.
He said he's going to draw me on a Spawn cover, he said.
Nice.
That'd be sick. I'll give it to you for your birthday.
I'd like that.
Now I feel kind of obligated to draw that. Now that'd kind of be hilarious, draw you a Spawn. Because I got this Spawn blank comic book cover. So I want to draw my own.
Oh, you grabbed that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that would be hilarious. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been getting into drawing more.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You're going to start selling art or what?
I will see. I don't know. Because I feel like I get so attached to the pieces. Even though they're like, so most of my shit's like on sticky notes.
But what if we're able to sell them for like 500 bucks?
Oh, gone.
Like one of your little sticky note pieces.
Gone. Sayonara. Do that consistently?
Yo,
gone.
We should just open a store and we all sell like different shit on there. Mako's art corner, fucking Birdie's art corner, Tron's art corner, Bitter Sweet's art corner.
People are like, there's a sticky note on your wall. They start taking all my shit off.
Fuck, man, I haven't drawn for a minute. I don't have a hand like that.
It's fun, man. It's fun. I was thinking about it, and that's like probably the thing that I've been doing the longest is drawing. Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. That's, you know, you pick up a pen, you're able to draw your whole life.
I guess that's true, yeah. Well, yeah, that's obviously true. But I think just a lot of people quit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still draw Bittersweet a little bit?
I don't draw.
No?
Uh-uh.
You paint?
No.
You paint because you've been trying to hand me your painting for a minute.
Well, Chavi took it.
Chavi took the painting.
Yeah, the cursed ass fucking painting.
Turn ass Kirk.
Yeah, so
fuck.
He's been trying to fucking push this painting on me for years now at this point, and it's a scary ass little painting.
Can you grab
it?
Can we grab it? Because I'm pretty sure we should. Do you have it hanging?
No, it's still. I need to hang it up.
Can you grab it real quick?
Cursed. It's cursed. Actually, you know what? I did have it for what, a year?
Yeah, he had about for it.
When he lived at his place?
Yeah, because he just brought it over, bro.
Oh, I look at that shit all the time. I think I even got it offered.
I brought it over, but only because I was like, I had it with me when he picked me up one day, and I spent a day at his place.
Who'd you paint it with?
With my brother and our friends that we used to play D&D with.
Okay. That's really fucking. Demonic
it's not cursed. It's not like,
dude. It's like
it's
what,
definitely
what?
Cursed. It's not that it's too scary, but it's cursed, right?
It's definitely cursed. It's don't show it yet. Show it. Don't show it. I don't know. Bittersweet was definitely fucking going through something when he fucking. I don't know.
Honestly, I'm just more sad it didn't come out the way I wanted it to because I don't know how to paint.
I mean,
but here's the thing though. You got the point across.
Yeah, it's abstract. It's cool as fuck. It's just to me, it's scary. Like I'm scared of it. Looking at it right now, I get scary ass vibes from it. All right, that's all I'm saying.
The reveal.
That's nothing.
Like, what does this symbolize? Like, this is like, I feel like...
Hold on. Maybe I'm onto something.
Oh, my God. I never even saw it like that. No.
No, it's... It looks gross. I'm very disappointed in it. Because, I don't actually know how to paint. I used to draw that shit.
You used to draw this?
Yeah, it's very similar images with the hands reaching. That's all it really ever is like hands that are always reaching for something.
I feel like it represents like these are your goals and you're just always short, like out of, like just right out of reach.
And honestly, that could be exactly what it is.
I picture like it's a really, really cloudy day. And but you're playing basketball outside, and everybody's going for the rebound.
Okay, yeah.
And there's like one little peak of blue sky.
There you go. Take that.
And there's a plane going through that little peak of blue sky.
And that's what it is.
But there you go. But this is scary. You did a good job of making the hands look scary.
The hands
for
are
real. They did. Yeah, those are good hands.
Like it gives me like a like you did some claymation Nightmare Before Christmas type of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you worked on set.
Yep.
Like you were the real, the real brains behind A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Jack Skellington. You are Jack Skellington.
Like behind Tim Burton.
No, I drew those hands a lot. Those hands were a very consistent thing while I was drawing.
Is it because you have little hands?
I have a big palm and short fingers.
That's weird. Yeah, tell yourself that.
That's weird. How he explained it. That's really weird.
I got a big palm with little fingers.
Well, like, look how he held it up. When you look at it, then he does. He has a fat ass palm and little ass fingers, little ass sausage fingers.
Whoa, Bittersweet. Let me see your hand again.
Look.
Yeah, I guess you do when you put it that way.
Yeah. I just have short fingers.
Okay.
People probably are here because they really thought we were going to go to space.
We got to deal with Tesla, y'all. With Elon.
Mm-hmm.
He set us up.
He's going to suit us up in a, what are they, S-Series or whatever they're called?
Those the fast ones?
I don't know. I think those are the cheap ones. But we were going to have some guests here today, but that didn't pan out. I'm not going to roast him because I like these guys. But, you know, still kind of fuck them. But also, so we kind of don't really got a game plan. I was, like, thinking of brainstorming ideas, like, before they showed up, and, I was always curious, is there any lore behind Teletubbies?
I feel like there is.
Like, what are they?
They're like, alien creatures that have televisions on their bellies, and I think it's a way to, like, show their emotions or something, right?
What do they eat again?
Cubby custard. Cubby or something custard. Like that. Come. I want to come.
The little baby in the sky?
Oh, that got weird there.
Yeah.
Just the whole show, bro. Weird. When you really think about it, right?
Look up some Teletubby lore real quick.
What spawned this like epiphany?
I was watching this dude that creates stuff out of trash, and one of like his side characters is a purple Teletubby, and he has like because he's doing all kinds of shit, and then he has like a side arc where he like, I mean, at least in these newer videos, I guess, because I only watched a few of them. I recently found them, and he does like a Teletubby thing, and then he's like the purple Teletubby, and they're all like chilling, and he's like green screening himself, so it's like him talking to like himself in a Teletubby suit, and like he the Teletubby guy comes in, takes his the costume headpiece off, and they're like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" They're like, "That's you took your head off." And then I like, I don't know, for some reason I was like, "Hmm." Teletubby lore. Let me see. I'm gonna look up it, but go ahead. That's just all I was like. I was just curious. Is there Teletubby lore? If anybody knows, if
I feel like there has to be, right?
I mean, like that parents. I mean, if you're doing your job, you might, you should know what your kids are watching. So, like, you know, if you can watch Teletubbies,
is it? Does like the first episode explain everything?
I doubt it.
I've been watching Teletubbies as a kid, and all I remember is them eating cum.
Dude.
And then
custard.
And then them going, like, they'd be like, "Oh, the thingies would spin, the little fucking windmills."
And, like, and then would they be like, "Oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah." And then their belly would light up and they'd watch TV and it. Shit.
My favorite was the vacuum. He's like,
he's like, "Oh, there's some cum on the floor."
I didn't actually really watch the Teletubbies. My sister did.
We get fucking in trouble.
No, I think I feel like I remember watching it. Like, feel like we caught the tail end of it, right?
Yeah.
Or we were at the tail end of it.
Oh, my God.
What generation the fuck is this right here? You're going to go down a weird hole, bro, if you look at some Teletubby shit.
Well, I'm ready to where I just read this right here. Okay, okay, this is from the Teletubby fandom wiki page, okay?
Teletubby sounds awful.
This is just a highlighted part that I got from, like, what, like I said, it was like, what happened to Teletubby's parents? Let me find it real quick. Fuck, this page is all fucking...
Orphans?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, look, this is the highlighted part. So this is just it. This is a thing of Tinky Winky fan or page. But it says, unfortunately, Tiffany and Thomas disappeared after getting hit by a truck.
Tiffany
which
and
meant
Thomas.
That Tinky... Or Thomas, sorry. What'd I say?
No, I'm just saying Tiffany and Thomas. Like, they fucking... Their parents have names?
Meant that Tinky Winky had to take care of Dipsy, Lala, and Poe and the Teletubbies... And adapted.
I just didn't know it went that deep. Let me see.
You read this because I don't know if that makes any fucking sense.
Well, I mean, whoever wrote this is kind of a little off.
I don't know if they're talking about like Teletubbies is the director and they're talking in third person or some shit over here.
Unfortunately, Tiffany and Thomas disappeared after getting hit by a truck, which meant that Tinky Winky had to take care of Dipsy, Lala. Oh wait, Lala and Poe. Oh, okay, I see what you said. Okay, take care of Dipsy. Tinky Winky, blah, 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 Lala and Poe with the Tiddlytubbies.
Is that what it says? Tiddlytubbies?
Tiddlytubbies.
No, it says Teletubbies.
It says Tiddly, bro.
Let me see.
Tiddly.
That says Tiddlytubbies.
Click it.
Here, switch over. This says Tiddlytubbies.
Make it full. Make this page full.
And adapt and live without parents.
Oh, shit.
We'll find
go up. Go up. Right there. The Tiddlytubbies.
The Tiddlytubbies, bro.
Adapt to live without their parents, but Tinky Winky soon got used to it and lived with other Teletubbies. Click on Teletubbies. What's the Teletubbies?
That's their species, it sounds like.
The Teletubbies were first introduced in the episode Babies. They are baby Teletubbies, and they live in the Tubbytronic Superdome with the Teletubbies and Nunu. All of the Teletubbies are voiced by... Okay. There are 8 Teletubbies?
Damn, Ping, Dougly D?
Ruru, Umbly Pumbly, that's bittersweet.
Umbly Pumbly.
Dada, Mimi, Ba, Neen. All right, go back to Google and see what the
Double
Google.
Dougly D, bro.
What the fuck? This is a hole. Weird. This is a hole. This is a hole. This is a hole.
You ready to go down this hole?
I don't
this
fucking know, man. I got scary. 8 hours at work tomorrow with a headphone in my ear. I could fucking go down many holes tomorrow. From Teletubbies and these Tiddlytubbies could all be one of them.
Because I'm gonna be honest, when it comes to like most shows in general, there's always lore behind it.
Yeah, there is. There has to be.
Like no matter what it is, there's some kind of lore behind it.
Yeah, like, yeah, because you obviously got to pitch that to the network, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's even stuff that goes unwritten, unshown, shit like that, with anything. Like, I think there's even, like, a lot of lore
oh
behind
my
Thomas
God.
The Tank Engine, you know? It's like everything has it.
What'd
look
you
at
find?
This first one right here. Look, 5 of the strangest conspiracies. Let's just read. These are conspiracies. I'm going down a hole, okay?
These
I don't
are, these aren't real.
Do it, yeah, y'all
these
coming
are
with
conspiracy
us.
Theories, guys.
But these are things that they have. Well, look. The son is a demon. This is the one I want to read right here. There is no official backstory on the creation of the Teletubbies, but it is clear that someone, or clear to some, that the Teletubbies are not in control of their own destiny. A mysterious voice tells them when to do everything from eating to sleeping. There is also a vacuum-like character, the Nunu, who is constantly keeping the Teletubbies in check, making sure they follow orders. Then there is the Pinwheel, a godlike structure at the top of the hill that causes the Teletubbies to drop whatever they're doing and fall to their knees and worship whenever it spins. The Pinwheel then picks its favorite character, and it turns on its tummy TV. Carrots and sticks. It's all very Big Brother.
Weird.
I'm going to go down a hole next week. I'll have something for y'all.
Yes, more facts?
Yep.
You let us know. Yeah, I want you guys to come with some facts, too.
Huh?
Gabriel, you got to come with some facts, too. Because he remembers that at a different age, you know what I'm saying? He was probably in his 20s when Teletubbies came out.
So was it? No, I'm just watching kidding. Teletubbies in his 20s.
We got some comments from D-Flo saying it's just a show.
D-Flo, you're just a show.
Daniel, you're like addicted to wrestling, dude. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, D-Flo, we're meeting in LA in a couple weeks for a show.
And this is, and you're the one most excited out of it. You know you are. You still gotta buy your fucking suit, dude. We're gonna be in the nosebleeds with suits. Travis got first his, night. I got mine.
You guys ready? Or you guys are wearing suits?
No, we're not.
I still want it so bad.
I looked on Amazon. You get some cheap ones online for Amazon.
I'm telling you right now, we just gotta go to the mall, go to the store, get some suits, and then just afterwards take it back.
Yeah.
They didn't fit. There's all a rip in it. I told you it didn't fit.
There's a WrestleMania ticket in here.
We were gonna also, yeah, we did have also a plan B backed up in case our fans didn't come through, but our plan B also bailed out on us today.
What was our plan B?
We were gonna quiz Chavi and Gary to see who was more WrestleMania ready.
True.
Chavi won by default.
Yeah, Chavi won by default. Said it in the group chat too today. Made a statement. Let him know. Spit a promo on Gary. Let him know who's more ready for WrestleMania.
Hold on. I will say, I think it's time to start a in memoriam again. You know, in the arms of an angel. We're going to have pictures of everybody. Gary's going to end up on there.
You think Gary's going to end up on there?
Gary's going to end up on there, man.
Daniel said, you guys are jerks. Daniel, you love us. Watch this. Travis about to spit a hard promo.
Spit some promo.
On live. You hear that, Gary? You ain't ready for... Oh, see, I lost it already.
You hear that, Gary?
You hear that, Gary?
Yeah, you ain't ready for WrestleMania. You're gonna struggle out there, dude. I don't know, dude.
You ain't even know any of the match title card lineups. Or something. Lee, you know who's really good at promos? This asshole, right?
Spit one.
Yeah, spit one. Give one. Give one to the people.
They're not ready for it. And I'm not ready for it either.
What do you mean you're not ready for it?
Just not ready for it.
Put the belt in Bittersweet's hands. Like, let him hold it while he spits the promo.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Bittersweet, he had two belts in his hands yesterday. He probably spit the best promo in the house to date.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
I'm improving.
And he has two characters. He has a heel and a babyface character.
That's three characters.
You have three? Who's the third one? Oh, Mr.
Bittersweet hasn't made an appearance yet, though.
That's wild.
We got a character for Chavi now. Thug Boy Chavi.
All we need is a ring. It's going down. It's got to get a little toxic.
45,000, what do you say? For that ring?
Yeah, 4,500.
4,500 for a ring.
So we can do it right in the backyard. We got enough room.
I don't disagree.
Local shows. Me and Lee could go by the Jerks.
The Jerks. We fucking do the Jerkish shit, too.
It got fucking crazy for a minute yesterday with the promos, though, huh?
Yeah, we went on for probably a little too long.
We went on for a while.
Probably like 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Might be longer.
Climbing on the couches.
You know, yep. The neighbors hated you guys yesterday, for sure.
I thought Bittersweet was going to fall through the fucking floor a few times.
Oh,
I was trying to fucking kick myself up and shit.
Oh, the kip up. I hurt my fucking back hard yesterday. Did I, like, at least, like, get some air or something when I kipped up?
You got some air.
That it looked like I was gonna go up. No,
you got up. No, you got up though. That's the thing is, you got up. You just like, you like stopped. Like it was like you're like, whoop. It was like, Because, you know, because y'all see the kip up like Drew McIntyre does, you know, but yeah, back on their feet. But Chon, he like put his feet up, he's like, whoop, and then he like clanked, and like boom, out of his fucking ass, his back.
I couldn't even do that.
It was loud. That shit hurt?
Nah, it hurt like in the moment, but like I don't feel it now.
My shoulder's hurting.
I feel like if we felt a ring for today. Did you touch it?
Yeah, I was like, I see myself there. Cod booby.
Cod booby.
Fucking heartbroken. No, you know it'd be worse? No reaction.
That would be bad.
They're like, oh, cool. They all go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom now.
Man, go down. Come on. He's going to be out for a minute. You're not missing anything.
You're not missing anything watching Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny. That's the best one ever.
I'm just like, oh, my buddy is. Beginning of my career.
Oh, man. But who, is Gary even in chat today or is he not even here? Is he really that vacant? Because, you know, like you said, Fallen Soldiers and shit like that. Because, like, even the Fallen Soldiers aren't even in chat anymore.
Yeah, he's not here.
They're really falling.
Like, Nick don't show up.
They don't believe no more. But they don't know we're about to be on the cusp.
Yeah, we're on the cusp of greatness.
Has Sound Guy Joe, has he ever made an appearance? Just that one?
I think he made the one. Yeah. And then he made an appearance in the group chat when we got, that night we went out to Temple.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he popped out of nowhere?
Yep.
Be careful.
Anomalies.
Nick showed up for the Halo night on Twitch.
He Oop. Did show for Halo 9 and then our power went out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nick? That's a good point.
Yep.
Nick will support if he has the time, I think. He'll be there. Watch.
Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there when he has the time. I mean, he...
Hey, dad's got to do dad stuff.
Yeah. Dads do have to do dad stuff. You treat people like shit, they leave, D-Flo said. What about MJF? He threw water in a little kid's face or alcohol beverage in a little kid's face. People love that shit.
Yeah, he's a fucking champ. MJF is crazy. The champ of AEW. That motherfucker, his promos. A1.
By the way, we don't treat people like shit. Just saying.
Just
yeah,
you, Daniel.
Yeah, what the hell? We don't even treat D-Flo like shit.
Just kidding. Remember that one time we made him eat that spoonful of fucking hot sauce?
Who made him eat?
We did.
I did not. No.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of wasn't part of that either because I left. I left. I couldn't watch it.
We told that fool stop talking. He kept talking.
Yo, this man ate a spoonful of the hottest hot sauce that it's probably one of the hottest hot sauce I've had to date. Would y'all say?
That we have, yeah.
Well, I mean for the amount that he took, it was definitely the fucking hot sauce that he had.
But no, he cut back when we said that we're going to do it. He's like, all right, let's stop. Right? And then we said, okay, we're going to drop it. And then he had to say something again.
He was talking shit, though, like to give us, like you know, to not make us sound like jerks or anything. He was talking shit, he's calling us out.
He popped off out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He did what D-Flo does.
He did do what D-Flo, yeah, you're right. D-Flo, we just give people energy back, dog. That's what it is. If you give us some heart, it's like customer service. You ever go to customer service? And like you're cool, you're nice and everything, and then some motherfucker wants to give them, so you just give them energy, the same energy you're giving them back, or that you give back to them. Like,
yeah, oh, so I think you left me this.
Oh, Benish Street's little promo thingy.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's all it is. Fucking Daniel, fuck you. We all look at the people in chat. Daniel's gone. Oh, goodness. Well, that's today's episode, guys.
To show you that this wrestling's getting a little toxic, man.
Is it?
No, yeah. I don't think it is.
It's good. No, it's good.
Where's the toxicity?
You remember like when Smash Bros. Used to be like super competitive?
Yeah. I don't feel that with this.
I feel it with the promos.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yeah.
No, my fault. Not bad. I mean, just like that energy. Like, my fault. I shouldn't have said toxic. That was just, I was just like meshing together the times maybe when Smash Bros. Is really good. Dude, you're toxic.
Maybe you're toxic.
You listen to fucking Keith Sweat before the podcast every week. You're toxic.
And guess what? We both mouth the same words.
We all vented right every week. We all said stupid ass shit. But yours is the least out of the stupid ass shit.
Yeah, but like, let's not
go
there. Let's not go there, y'all. You want to go there?
Which one?
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Anyways, y'all, we're getting into wrestling. And I like it.
Which one?
Shut up, bitch. We're all getting into wrestling, and I love it. It's awesome. It's the best.
It is. It's good. Bittersweet's all into it. That's what I like. Bittersweet's going to get good at promos. I know he is.
He's going to get good at promos. And you know how I know Bittersweet's getting into it?
Wait. I got to, before we get to Bittersweet, you know who we forgot to mention about their promo?
Who? Oh, Chloe.
Chloe did a promo the other night and hurt our feelings.
Yep. Everybody quit playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, sharp.
It was sharp. It fucking hurt.
Yep.
Grade A.
She's going to write Bittersweet shit. Watch. Yep.
She probably is. She probably wrote Bittersweet shit. That's why he came with that hot shit last night.
They're probably like, babe, you know that they're going to want to do promos again, so let me write some shit down for you real quick.
I told her she needed to jump in.
Because when you embarrass you embarrass us.
I told her she needed to jump in that night. Like, hurt everybody's feelings.
I would have been like,
yeah, I'm glad you didn't, Chloe. I'd have
found it.
I'd have just handed my belt right over. All right, I'm not fucking playing.
Man, good times. Promo. If you want to come around, just be ready. Big Poppy Bitcoin, next time I see you, you better be ready to spit a promo, you fucking jabroni. Because the next Colorado DP, or the next DP event, I'm coming for your title. I'm going to take that shit. I don't run DP. I'm be head of DP. I'm be the DP heavyweight champion. I'll make everybody recognize me when I post in there.
He's going to rename the organization CP.
Yeah, CP. Colorado.
Poke Exchange.
Yep.
Not to be.
another one joke? Yeah. Another one.
No.
All right. I only do DP because.
What?
Oh, we could talk about something. You had a prediction, call it Poppy Crypto, about Pokemon cards going back up in 2024, 2025, right?
Like maintaining this hype and shit.
Hey,
because they're another high right now, right?
Well, my Poke expert here has contradicting statements to yours. He was saying that it's going to be the opposite. And then he went and did his research. And he said you backtracked on your post. I was kidding, David. I love you, brother. But I'm still waiting for my motherfucking Pokemon NFT, brother. I'm trying to get fucking free fucking exclusive rights to Pokemon World when it comes out in 2030. I didn't even think about that. A Pokemon World?
Here?
Like, you know, like a Super Mario World?
Pokemon World.
What, a Pokemon World?
We're all going to be like 40 when that comes out.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole new world we live in.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
He said, banks are printing money. Everything will go up. And whoever the fuck Leon is, and he needed something called Baco in trouble.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either. Yeah. Well, I work retail, and I know what you mean, man. Inflation's up like crazy, dog. You see it, dude. We used to sell, like, I like to put it, this is the best example I like to give. You know those little, like, file folder thingies you put into the, like, the, you know, when you organize your file folders, or the plastic little things you put in there, and you get a little piece of paper you write in there, and you organize them. Them hoes used to sell for, like, $3, right? They sell for $7.99 now.
Damn.
Same pack, same size, same everything. That's like a fucking $200, 200% markup, whatever, double markup. Damn. Keyboards, that one time, remember when we first noticed it, my homie, that we didn't realize what he, oh, Chavi deleted it. me and my homie, Sean, I remember when we noticed it, we were doing price stations Wednesday, we noticed keyboards went up like $30. $20, and we were like, and this was like months ago.
No, I remember I first noticed it because I went to go get some pho right next door to my job, and it used to be like $7.50 for a bowl, and now the cheapest bowl is $11.50.
I change people's menus at work sometimes and shit like that. It's everything's going. Remember that place that we found out the steak was like what, like $9 or some shit? Remember, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. We were talking about cheap steaks. Yeah. So they come into my store and shit like that, and they ain't the cheapest steak in Colorado.
No?
Damn. They still got some player-ass prices, but definitely not. Like, but I've changed their menu consistently for the last, like, since I've been where I'm at, and it's always going up 50 cents, 25 cents every couple.
Inflation is real.
But, yeah.
It's getting marked up way too high.
And then people's all spending their money on collectibles and shit.
I know, wrong time, huh? Wrong time to be doing that.
No, watch one day, like watching 2024, 2025, dog, I'm going to sell all my collectibles and I'm going to send my kid to college and shit, buy me a house.
True. Which one do you think? That Frieza? That Frieza sending your kid to college?
I don't know because my...
20 years from now.
My dumbass, when I got my house, put that above my kitchen. So that got a lot of grease damage on it.
A lot of steam and shit.
But that's my baby right there. If it was in perfect condition, them hoes sell for like $117. Last time I checked. Let me see what else I got. I mean, this is Bittersweet's Christmas gift. I don't know why it's here.
On display.
And I also think this is Bittersweet's Christmas gift that his sister gave him.
It's on display. Well, I can't have stuff back there too?
I mean, you're right, but Leon don't share any of his space.
Yeah, he does. My Spider-Man's hiding behind Eddie.
Oh, that's not Eddie. That's Chavo.
That's Chavo. Come on, dude.
Is that Chavo? Bro, I can't see.
It's signed Chavo, right?
Chavo, bro. Don't disrespect Chavo. I can't even read Chavo. That. Chavo Jr.
You're Chavo Jr.
Yeah, but look, D-Flo got some shit up here.
Yeah.
He got some shit.
He shares. He just has a lot more bulkier shit, so you can't tell.
Yeah, you're right. I looked at my collection today because there was a post in one of these Colorado comic groups I'm in, and they're like, post your collections. And I posted a picture of my shelves upstairs. And like, I took a picture like that. I was like, damn, this looks pretty good in the picture. I was like, they don't look that bad. But I was like, this is only like some of it. Oh, man, I hate collecting, man. Because I want so much, man.
I know what you mean.
I want so much.
It's a pain, especially books. Both of y'all, don't y'all need another bookcase?
Kind of, yeah.
I already got mine.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Do you have any room in your room?
We'll make room. I'm pretty stacked. Like, if I needed to, I can get one more. But no, I'm set right now.
Yeah, technically, I could get another bookshelf. I don't need it right now. It'll help, though. My room's very cluttered.
Respect.
Yeah, but your room, when I pass by it, I'm able to peek in there. I'm like, this room set up pretty cool. I'm like, this room got a lot of space. He has his bed in the corner.
He has like
setup.
A cyberpunk setup.
I know. He's like,
it's like his fucking glasses on his headset.
Spent $100 on LED lights, man.
No, you know that one spot or that one part on Friday After Next when Craig goes and knocks at his, or not Friday After Next, it's next Friday when he goes and knocks at his room and shit. Oh, yeah. That's just knocking on Bittersweet's door.
Bittersweet, what's that hanging from the ceiling?
Don't worry about it.
Sweet.
Oh, man. How much did you spend on LEDs?
$100. I got a 60-foot strip, two smart bulbs, and these desk ones that I can, like, put behind, like, a TV or something.
Damn. I have one LED strip in my room, and I lost the remote for it.
Yeah. All my LEDs are smart ones, and they're hooked up to my Bluetooth, so I change it from my phone.
Oh, bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. He's living the future, bro.
I know he's the future.
The LED sweet strip I have going across the ceiling, like, all around, and it actually has, like, a power button right next to my switch for the light.
No wonder your room almost caught on fire.
That was before.
I just kidding.
That was bad wiring.
Did we tell the people that? You almost burnt the house down and had to run to Home Depot?
I didn't almost burn the house down. If anything, I saved the house.
Yeah, if you ever need anything, any repairs done with your house, me and Bittersweet could do it for you.
You got a carpenter and an electrician.
A carpenter.
He's a carpenter.
Carpenter and and electrician. Carpenter and electrician.
Chubby could put that. We just decided we didn't put houses together.
Yep.
So we need to do, I don't know what we're doing this podcast for.
You're right.
We got an electrician.
Electrician.
My fault. Electrician, Carpenter.
Carpenter. Carpenter. Not a carpenter. Not like Jesus. I'm a carpenter.
Chavi put the schematics together.
The designer.
No, we'll let Chloe design it, and then I'll do all the paperwork. I'll do the financing for it.
What's Chavi
do? He's doing the
the schematics. Is that what Lee's?
My fault. Not that. I meant he's doing the blueprints.
Blueprints?
Yep.
Daniel,
Chavi's like, oh.
Did Daniel have an aneurysm? It says, sorry, I'm my bad on.
What you mean?
He's driving, he just got an accident. Shit. Boom! God.
You better be careful.
Think you watch this while he drives?
Well, WWE's going on right now. I think he watches this at the same time, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, true. We're missing out. I just seen that the Usos got called out
by who?
By Kevin Owens and Sammy. Yep.
I don't even want to talk about it right now because I don't want to.
No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh. Crowd noise.
Say it. What do you want to talk about?
You don't have a decent one.
Yeah, no,
we definitely need some crowd reactions. But so you don't want Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to win the tag teams? You don't want it to take down the Usos?
I love Jey Uso, dude. I love Jey Uso so much, dude. I'm a Jey Uso. He's the one that came out of this storyline as my favorite. Like, I love Roman. I love his tribal chiefness and his heelness and stuff. I like Sami Zayn's, like, how he's able to win the crowd. I love how, like, the team up. I see it. I know what they're doing. I'm not dumb, but, like, Jey Uso, he's the one. This is his story. He I know he's going to lose. I know him, but I just don't want to see that man lose, man. He just has so much, like,
he has so much to give to the company, though, too. So I can see his ass. I can see his ass.
You
can
see his ass?
Yeah, I can see his ass.
Daniel don't like him because he's always, like, always brings up their fucking DUIs.
but could you see him winning the WWE? Like, could you see them losing the tag team somehow, you know, going down that route and then eventually building him up to get the WWE?
Yeah, maybe just for a little bit. Not for, like, Cody hype or Roman level or even maybe a Sammy level of holding, but I could see him maybe the way that I see it is like he needs to be or play a significant role in dethroning Roman. Like he needs to. Like it's like I was seeing this last week. So like I see like I follow these other pages and these pages have to think the same way I do because like we like they have the same opinion and they see Jey Uso the same way I do. So I'm obviously getting fed shit because of the algorithm. But so like they say things like so you see this is just things that I'm picking. So you see Jimmy, you know that shit that happened when he betrayed Sammy. You saw all that shit where he goes to Jimmy and he grabs Jimmy, and the only reason he came out to help Jimmy Uso was because he knew what was to come for Jimmy if he didn't come in, if Jimmy wasn't able to get a hold of him like Roman Reigns wanted him to. Because Jey went through all that at the beginning of, you know, when he first tried to stand up to Roman and say that he could also be, like, provide for this family and be, like, whatever, you know, that story arc. So that's what they're saying. Like, he knows what was going to come to Jey if he wasn't able to get, or to Jimmy if he wasn't to get Jey in check. So that's why he came out. And then, like, I guess, like, you know, in the pictures, the way they put it, they show the picture when Jey is hugging Sammy. And they're like, he whispered something to Sammy. You know, this is just like outlandish fan theory and shit. But like, I could see it. Like, cause like, I think I'm a firm believer that, like I said, he needs to be part of playing down Roman. And I think, like, everything Jey says, I think is valid because, like, in his promos, he's like, it's family. This is what it needs to be. Like, I've always got family beefs, blah, 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 blah. But like, what he did, like, he did trust Sammy and shit like that. And then Sammy says shit too, like, you're mad because you weren't the one who put the fucking chair to his back. Like, you know, like, that should have been you type of deal. And so I feel like they're still, like, in the story, not playing in the kayfabe or whatever, in with the story, not in the real world, there's still, like, love for Sami Zayn in there, like, deep down. So I feel like this dethroning of the tag team titles will eventually lead to, I would hope it would lead into Jey getting a main event shot and maybe not dethroning Roman, or at least, like, you know, doing the Usy thing and coming in to sabotage a match, but this time it be on Roman that they fucking fuck up and make him lose. And then that makes a whole arc, because I think that's what WWE lacks, is their storytelling in these undercards, or even just like stories outside of the main event, are lacking. Like they, like, because you could totally take that and have a, to exit Roman out, because everybody knows that Roman wants to go do Hollywood or do whatever the fuck he wants to do, his ventures or whatever, he's moving out or whatever of the WWE slowly. You could have this non-main event storyline that is also intriguing, that involves all these main event title or, you know, people to face him out still. Not get the belt involved, not worry about people getting pinned in a certain way or whatever like that. It's just a storyline.
Damn, you should write.
I'm telling you, me and Daniel should write. I think if me and Daniel got a book and wrote for WWE, because Daniel was able to, Daniel and me and Daniel have conversations. He's always, like, right now, he said, Jay will take Roman down, and that's how he will lose the belt. Like, see, he agrees with me, but he'll throw in that what's good for the wrestling business aspect.
Cody.
Yeah, he'll be like, we got to put Cody in there.
Cody. Cody's going to wrestle every week. Cody's going to defend every week, Cody.
And that's what, like, you know, but that's what, like, but that's my opinion on the whole story. Like, it needs to be Jey Uso's story needs to just come full circle, and he needs to, that needs to be the closing arc to it. He just needs to, and like I said, if he wants, if they let him hold the belt for, like, a couple months or a week even or whatever, he's a little interim to, so, like, someone don't get pinned by someone else so they don't make him look bad, like, cool. Like, I'm with that. Like, he went, I don't think he'll win Money in the Bank, but, you know, like, give him something like that or something, or give him opportunity to steal the title from someone like The Miz did for a second.
Yeah, for you. I think, and I just think he just has everything it takes to do it, you know? He has the promos. He has the wrestling capability. Like, he's way more exciting to watch in the ring than anyone you just named. Besides, I'd say probably Kevin Owens. Like, within that whole story arc right now.
Why?
He's a lot more exciting than Roman.
Well, it's because, like, everybody's, like, confused on where he's at right now. That's, like, that's the beauty of it. It's, like the only thing I could say movies and stuff, but, like, for some reason, when I think of wrestling, I think of, like, anime. I'm like, Jey Uso has had the most growth in a sense. Like, his character is one-sided. He's like a Vegeta for me. You know, he's very, like, people are like, oh, he's a, their characters don't have much growth, like Dragon Ball. Like, these characters are one-sided. They're not very, what is the word that you look for when they're not very, they don't have range.
They're one-dimensional.
But then, like, there's characters like Vegeta who's very one-dimensional, but when you look at everything, he's done, like, the great father, the father arc. Like, I mean, he's, like, a good dad. He's done all this growth that's in the back of all the fighting and everything like that. And that's what Jey, I think, has kind of, is he has all this growth that's behind all the one-sided promos, the mad, the beef, the falling to, and submitting to the Roman Reigns and shit like that. Because, like, I mean, wrestling, it's acting, and I see it when you see it, and he's out there getting mad, and he's like, because I had to do it. You don't know what the fuck it is. This is family, or whatever he's saying. No, this is family. This is what family does. We may fight, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, you don't know what it's like. Like, I feel him. I get him. I understand him. I'm like, yeah, I feel for you, Jey Uso. I feel for you. Like, I don't, like, I love Roman Reigns, but right now I'm like, Jey Uso. Like, that's what I'm on. Like, and that's wrestling doing his job for me, I think. You know, like I like Cody too. Cody has grown on me, but, like, he's not my type of wrestler. Like, even that, like, I get, like, I used to, as a kid, I used to like the high flyers and the Rey Mysterios and shit, but now I'm just like, oh my God, motherfuckers picking up motherfuckers and power bombing, like, and like Bailey does the belly to Bailey or whatever, and I think that's a belly to belly suplex is so fucking dope. Like, if I was able to do it, I would love to do a belly to belly suplex, because they're just like the slam, the boom, and like when you see like Kevin Owens does like his pop up power bomb where he has him, he throws him off the ropes, he pops him up, he throws him down, like those big ass fucking drops are just fucking like. Like, I get it now. Like, I get why Vince likes those big guys. But Jay's promos are as good as MJF's.
The one thing I would say about those two, though, MJF seems like he's literally always in character. Like, he doesn't break. It doesn't seem like he ever breaks character if he slips up. Like, when he slips up, it just seems like his character just... I don't know how to explain it. It just seems like his character slipped up.
Like Taker.
Sorry, like never breaks?
Yeah, like he never breaks. Like he's probably not gonna ever break that until he's out of wrestling. And like the thing is like I wasn't really into MJF like that either, but like I follow all these wrestling pages and I know he's going through some shit. And it that's the thing that's beautiful about wrestling is like his real life shit it bleeds into the kayfabe and or whatever the terms are, and it's just a fucking, it makes for great promo, and you can see that he's fueled by it. Like they say it all the time. He's like, this is the one. Like he lost his lady, or he's not getting through a divorce or whatever, some shit like that. The belt, that's all he has right now. He's gonna, and you know, like from internally, from he's spinning that, but you know how true that is for him. That he's gonna pour everything he could into this sport now because of everything he's going through. He's a champion.
Absolutely, yeah. They asked him a question at the press conference too, because they do press conferences just like they do in the WWE right after main
events. Daniel said they started that.
I was just going to ask that too, if they started. So there you go, confirmation. So they so they're doing the press conference, right? And someone asks him like something about like his mark, you know what I'm saying? Or he's going on saying like you can't question it no more if I'm a good wrestler. He's like, look, I just put on a 60-minute match with one of the best wrestlers of all time. And so he's sitting there kind of defending himself, and he was like, what's important to him is leaving a mark in this with this company. And like that, like I was saying, like I felt that shit too. Like that did seem like super, super important to him. He's like, I want to make sure that, you know, when I leave, people know who MJF is. And what he's doing right now, holding the belt, and he is the face of that company, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think WWE is competing with AEW, but AEW definitely is like Roman versus MJF right now.
Yeah, like MJF, but he's a whole different thing, because I've seen videos if he would work in WWE. And
I don't think he would. Yeah, he would. Yeah, I don't think he would.
He would have to change a lot. I think he would love to go. I think I've seen things of saying he would like to go, but his promos wouldn't have to work. But that, you know, it's your professionalism, I guess. You could cut back, I guess. But I don't know. But I don't know enough about AEW. So
no, it's a really good point, too. I did not know enough at all.
Because you see that whole time that they're doing that press conference, that Fool Tony Khan's over there sitting next to him, and he's like, you should be Tony Khan next year for fucking Halloween. You look like him, kind of. Let me see, watch this home.
Full of Tony Khan, that's fucked up.
Watch, this is who Lee should be for. Don't do it yet. Let me find one of them first. One sec, not yet. Leon,
hold on.
Leon for. Zoom in on Lee. Leon for Halloween next year. There you go. Tony Khan, Lee, look. Tell me not right here, look. Do this face. Look, Lee right here, look, Lee out and about. If that beard fills out and shit.
Yeah, Tony Khan got a way better beard than me.
Mr. Bean looking ass. All right, that's good.
Tony Khan.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Now, people are gonna be like, "Do you ever get told that you look like?" I'm like, "Bad Bunny, I know," and they're like, "Tony Khan."
Well, someone else recognized you as the one and only the other day, right?
Just happening more and often these days.
You do. You're Sad Bunny MX.
Sad Bunny MX. That's the character I'm gonna lean into.
Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny.
That's a good one, I think. I need a persona. You guys all got personas. I don't got a persona.
I don't know how I feel about Thug Boy, dude.
Thug Boy Chubby. Thug Boy Chubby breaks into something else.
Yeah, because that's what like they were giving to you. Like, you know, Vince was like,
okay, like those hardcore.
You came in on the day that he signed you. And you came in with your cholo look, and yep. He was like, "You're a thug, aren't you?" And you're like, Thug Boy Chavi. Yep. And then that's what you're. Then you'll work into it.
One day you.
It fell into place. Like ever since Bittersweet fell, it's Bittersweet's fault. Yeah.
To be fair, I only got Pretty Boy because I was wearing a Pretty Boy shirt.
Yeah. Tony Sweet was around
Tony
for a while.
Tony Sweet was there for a second, yeah, but that was.
Well, hey, what made Sad Bunny? Oh, because we were saying that you were crying for your title and shit. Yeah. And then someone said Sad Bunny. You said Sad Bunny. That's a good one.
Sad Bunny. That's gonna. Should I change my Instagram?
Sad Bunny MX.
No, I like my Instagram. I don't think anybody gets it anymore. I think it's phased out.
Yeah, that's a.
It's 100% phased out.
You're a millennium.
I'm a millennium. A millennium.
Okay, before we go though, we do something in the show, and this motherfucker called out sick again for like the third time in a month. I don't know what the fuck gets you sick in the middle of March. I don't know. But it's to honor this guy named Gary. He's coming to WrestleMania for the experience, I guess. Doesn't know any of the title card lineups yet. So I want you to grab him by a little bit of hair that he has left and fuck him really hard, all right? So on the count of three, everybody. Bittersweet. Chavi. Chloe, would you like to partake? Okay. Chloe don't want to partake. Gary, I guess you're lucky. Would you spit a promo on Gary for us, though? All right.
Disappointing. Nah.
So I need everybody to harness the power of Sound Guy as well and get that hallelujah spirit in, because, you know, he was the energy of the Fuck Garys. You know, he was a... He
was the embodiment.
He was the embodiment of Fuck Garys. California Mousy, I know there's a few times you want to yell Fuck Gary. I know there has to be. There has to be.
I know Mako wants to do it sometimes, too.
Yeah, but
he doesn't do it out of respect for his mom.
What if we did it on the bareback one day?
Nope.
But she doesn't watch bareback.
Yeah. He thinks it, though.
He thinks it. He definitely is like, fuck, in his head. this is to you, Gary. So on the count of three, everybody, start typing it out. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Gary!
Let the applause ride out too. Let them ride out. There you go.
You like the little chatter at the end?
Did they say some chatter at the end? They're like, fuck me out really.
That was good.
Fuck Gary. Fuck Gary.
All right, yo. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we had a guest here. Then we had a backup plan to quiz these guys. But you know, fuck Gary.
Both plan A and plan B both fell through.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Maybe we should start having plan Cs.
Unfortunately, we might need to have plan Cs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's our fault. I apologize.
Yeah. You would think.
You would thunk.
Oh, man. Well.
Hey, if you guys want to forgive us.
You can send money to our Patreon and we'll start buying stuff to try. We're going to be the new Try Guys. Mako over there, he's gonna be the Asian dude. Tron's gonna be the one with glasses, and then there's like two other ones that I don't know. Me and Chavi will be those two other guys.
Which one are you gonna be, the ones that cheat on your wife?
I'll be that one.
Oh, fuck it. they just get caught up. One of them got caught up on cheating on their wife or some shit like that.
Yeah, no, he got caught up cheating on his wife with one of the workers.
Yep.
With one of the employees. So, pretty lucked out. She's the employee.
All right, but no, we got to make our apology. Is that what you're going to apologize for? Apologize that we're going
to
do?
Oh, I wasn't going to apologize, but we should do it now. A lot of people make their apology videos like right after some bad shit happens.
And we've done this for other shit already before.
Yeah.
But this one's different.
So, let me clear my throat. So I just want to apologize right now for anything that I do in the future. I'm sorry right now. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't have done it. I know better. You know I know better. And you know what? I promise to do better.
And I just want to say that, yeah, we're growing and learning every day. That's the thing. We're growing and learning every day. Like, if you watched the podcast from 2 years ago and shit, I was a lot more ignorant. So, you know, we're growing. The one thing we want to especially apologize about today, though, is if we're ever in your ladies' DMs, we didn't slide in first. They probably slid into ours first, because I don't step on toes. I admit I'm in a lot of DMs, but I won't be in your ladies. But if I am, they hit me up first.
Yeah. And I don't mean to step on toes. And she probably hit us up first. And we're sorry.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, the pink hair and the painted toenails, I mean, fingernails.
No, you hit it, the toenails.
Maybe one day. I'm not there yet. I don't think I have the patience for that shit.
but this is our apology video now, so we're probably going to clip this and use this a few times in the future. Maybe when we're like 45, we'll use the same clip.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
But we're growing and learning every day.
Every day.
Yep, every day.
Yep, and thanks for backing us.
Mm-hmm.
I need some teardrops, guys.
Like Riley Mobb said on the clip that he cut up, the 12 of y'all know our story. So I hope when shit hits the fan, y'all back us up.
Yeah. Y'all can put some bread together and bail us out.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Yep.
Also, thank y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all. Hey, give the people a round of applause, Javi.
Thanks for bailing us out.
I don't have headphones, and I can hear that shit.
But what I was going to say is if you guys want to forgive us, you guys can find us next week, tomorrow. Tomorrow, my fault.
Next week, tomorrow?
Y'all can find us next week on Twitch, 8 p.m., Mountain Standard Time. We'll be bumping some Key Sweat right before we go live if y'all want to get in the vibe with us. You guys can find us on YouTube as well, Nerds Worldwide. Check us out on Instagram. We have a couple of Instagrams. Detention with Nerds, Nerds Worldwide, and Nerd Cave. Tron, what are they going to do when they get 1,000 followers on TikTok?
When Nerd Cave gets 1,000 followers on TikTok, they're going to go live and kiss.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy because they don't even kiss in front of us. Beow, beow.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be the most fucking. It's like you thought New Year's was popping. Shit.
Nerd Cave with 1,000 followers. Be there, be square.
Huh?
TikTok's getting banned.
Getting banned? Yeah. You going to start promoting it?
I'll probably start slowing down on TikTok and go back to, like, Instagram.
Then Instagram. 1,000 followers on Instagram. Wherever it's at, 1,000 followers, they go live and, yeah.
Crazy.
You thought Edge and Lita was crazy on WWE back in the day? This is Bittersweet and Chloe live.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Stay nerdy.